showers, thunderstorms potentially tonight, then clearing back out. Highs push back into the 70s tomorrow, well into the 70s. Plenty of sun Thursday. May top 80 on Friday. Slightly cooler, but still sunny. Very pleasant over the weekend. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by WeatherOlogy.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse.
Right now, 52.
The State Bank at Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. The city of Greensburg deep into planning for a May celebration to mark the 10-year anniversary of a tornado that nearly wiped the town off the map. Tornado destroyed 95% of the town, killed 11 people. Celebration focusing mostly on what's been achieved since then and the city's plans for the future. Residents formed committees in December 2015 to plan the celebration. One of the groups focused on public art. The committee agreed to install 3 stainless steel sculptures along Main Street. And firefighters have rescued 7 people, including 4 children, from a burning apartment building in suburban Kansas City. The fire at an Overland Park apartment building started early Saturday. The fire department says that when the first crews arrived, residents told them there were residents trapped in the building. The fire department says 3 adults and 4 children were rescued from second-story balconies. No injuries were reported. The cause of the fire under investigation. Mid-America Network News.
Napa Know How.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Katie, where's your Jergens?
My lotion?
Here in the shower where it belongs.
Wait, in the shower?
Yeah, Mom. I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It instantly locks in moisture from my shower, so my skin stays soft and luminous all day without that sticky lotion feel.
Moisture without that heavy feel? Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
And who said Mom always knows best?
You're more than just a pretty face. Jergens.
A proposal that would require all state universities to add a notation on a student's transcript if the student is expelled for sexual violence has been dropped. Members of a Kansas Board of Regents committee discussed the issue last month. Minutes from the meeting show that the committee decided not to pursue the policy. That means the proposal never reached the full Board of Regents for a vote. The minutes say that currently no one is specifically interested in an across-the-board policy and believe that non-academic misconduct should be handled on a case-by-case basis. And University of Kansas Memorial Union is proposing a $45 million renovation and asking for a fee increase. Kansas students voting this spring on whether to add the 30-year, $50 per semester student fee to pay for the union renovations. Memorial Union leaders say the work is needed to upgrade aging mechanical systems and improve the union's studying, dining, and community spaces. Lisa Kring, Director of Building and Event Services for the union, said the building has nearly 2 million visitors per year. Mid-America Network News.
Blue Valley Telecommunications wants you to attend their 60th anniversary celebration. Head over to Home City on Friday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m. We'll have t-shirts for the first 60 people, grilled hot dogs, chili, donuts to eat, and entertainment for all ages throughout the day. Plus, we'll be giving away an awesome prize every 60 minutes, finishing the giveaways with a 60-inch TV. Don't miss Blue Valley's 60th celebration at the Blue Valley headquarters and home on Friday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. Authorities say a Lexington man's body has been recovered from a sand pit pond. Dawson County Sheriff's Office says the man was swimming in the pond this past weekend about 2 miles east-southeast of Lexington. He disappeared under the water a little before 1 p.m. His body pulled from the water around 2:45 p.m. Sheriff's Office says investigators believe that White drowned. Authorities say embers or hot ashes from a living room fireplace touched off a fire that killed 6 members of a southeast Nebraska family. Michael and Michelle Spear and their 4 girls killed early Thursday morning at their home about 30 miles south of Omaha. A preliminary autopsy report says they died from smoke inhalation. And a city administrator says a company is taking steps to eliminate a horrible odor that some residents has forced them to temporarily leave their South Sioux City neighborhood. America Network News.
First, Gary from accounting came in with sniffles. Just cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Jenna breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday held a public hearing on a road vacation request of the portion of an east-west road in Section 14 of Oquito Township. Commissioners had received a call against that last week. A partial vacation was approved on that road in Oquito Township. A public hearing was also held for a tax exemption abatement for construction on the Frankfort Grain Distribution Facility. A number of Marshall County citizens were in attendance. There was a lot of discussion against the project exemption. On a motion by Charlie Loeschow and a second by Tom Holly, they determined the advisability to move forward with the exemption abatement on a 2-1 vote. Bob Connell voted no. Washington County Commissioners also met last Monday. The board discussed the structure of the airport board. Most of their other business was routine business. Nemaha County Commissioners met last Monday and spoke with the county attorney about a citizen request to proceed with the opening of a portion of M Road in Washington Township. Commissioners also talked about the new overtime rules for salaried individuals and the impact that will have on Nemaha County employees. Complete county commissioners' minutes are posted on our website, kndyradio.com. Cindy L. Heisterman, age 59, of Barnes, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church west of Lynn. Burial at God's Hill south of Barnes. Visitation Tuesday, 4 until 8. Family will receive friends Tuesday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Cindy Heisterman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, a roll, zucchini and tomatoes, and peach crisp. Tomorrow, pulled pork, beans, cucumbers and onions, and mixed fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get nutty Friday night when the squirrels come to town. It's Black Squirrels on Parade Friday night at 6 p.m. in downtown Marysville. Watch all 21 5-foot-tall fiberglass statues parade through downtown Marysville. Each uniquely designed squirrel captures a small corner of your hometown. After the parade, it's Black Squirrel Night with a costume contest for all ages, safe trick-or-treating, hay rack rides, and plenty of food. You'll go nuts if you miss all the fun Friday night.
Rain showers continue out west across the northwest Pacific, pushing inland across Montana, Idaho, sections of California, the Intermountain region out west, two sections of Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, Arizona. Seeing some rain showers today, sporadic shower activity across parts of the upper Midwest here today as well, most of which garden variety. Very frosty out east. Frost advisories, freeze warnings, freeze watches in effect across the Appalachians all the way out toward New England here today as some of the chilliest air so far this season settles in. Partial sun, temperatures approaching 80, give or take a few degrees, upper 50s, showers, thunderstorms potentially tonight, then clearing back out, highs push back into the 70s tomorrow, well into the 70s, plenty of sun Thursday, may top 80 on Friday, slightly cooler, but still sunny, very pleasant over the weekend. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by WeatherOlogy.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse.
Right now, 52.
Average high temperature, late October, 66. Record high on this date, 90 in 1939. The average low, 42. The record low is 25 in 1999. Sunset this evening at 6:30, sunrise in the morning at 7:44. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 25th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
When Chad and I went on our first date in 1999, Chad told me that his future plans involved owning a gas station.
Having grown up with Kramer Oil, I knew that this was the business for me.
Nearly 20 years later, we're proud to say that we're living our dream.
Although we are the C&J and CJ Express, it's you, our loyal customers, who make CJ Express.
Thank you for buying your fuel with us and then coming in to get a cold drink or a quick snack.
Thank you for stopping in for a cup of coffee and then drinking it with your friends.
Thank you for coming to us when you have that sweet craving and need your froyo fix.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to our employees and share the highlights of your day with them. We enjoy these relationships.
Thank you for supporting a local business.
Thank you for being part of the CJ Express family.
Denver plays spoiler in a mile-high homecoming. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Monday night saw former Broncos quarterback Brock Osweiler return to Denver as his Texans took on the Broncos. Although the crowd booed Osweiler, Broncos fans had a reason to celebrate their own quarterback, Trevor Siemian, as he connected with Demaryius Thomas for a touchdown in the second quarter.
Siemian looks left, throws a DT. Touchdown, Denver! Demaryius Thomas, he beats Kareem Jackson. And a laser from Trevor Siemian.
Dave Logan on KOA. The Broncos beat the Texans 27-9. The Texans are now 4-3 this year, leading the AFC South. A quiet night on the ice with only two games going on. The Flames visited Chicago to take on the Blackhawks. After six rounds of no goals, Calgary's Chris Verstig was finally able to get one past goalkeeper Corey Crawford for the win.
The Flames' seventh shooter. Will it be lucky number seven, Chris Verstig? And up the right side, Verstig digs, shoots, scores! Former Blackhawk Chris Verstig with a marvelous move to beat Corey Crawford.
Derek Wills with the call on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The Flames won the game 3-2. In the other game, Montreal topped the Flyers 3-1. Today might be the single most important day for sports in the city of Cleveland. Not only do the Indians begin their quest for the first championship since 1948, but the reigning NBA champs, the Cavaliers, open their season at home. Their game will begin with a championship ring ceremony. Cavs coach Tyronn Lue spoke about how, although it's nice to get the ring, his team still has a game to play.
Like I told some of the guys already, you know, I might cry, but we still got a game to play. You know, it might cry, it's going to be an emotional night, and rightfully so. I mean, we've done something that No other team has done in NBA history. We brought a championship to the city of Cleveland.
The Cavs tip off against the Knicks at 7:30 Eastern. First pitch for Game 1 of the World Series is at 8:08 Eastern. I'm Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening around 5:30 on KNDY as we talk high school football with area coaches. On Monday, Diller, Odell, and Southern. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday, Washington County and Marysville. Plus tune for statewide coverage of high school football on the K-Prep's pregame show, airing just after 6 p.m. Fridays on KNDY AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Latest crop progress and condition report out late on Monday. Gary Crawford with the numbers.
A reversal of weather over this past week. The wet Midwest getting some dry weather. The southeastern Corn Belt getting the rain.
As a result, we are able to see some catch-up in the harvest activities across the upper Midwest.
Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Bippy says corn growers really cranked up the harvesters in North Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota.
Those three states just during the last week harvested 18, 19, and 24% of their corn.
Still, though, behind the average pace.
In Minnesota, which had the most rapid progress, the numbers advanced from 31 to 55% harvested during the week ending October 23rd.
But the five-year average for that state's up around 62% nationwide corn harvesting.
Almost to normal at this point.
Which is what they say about me, almost normal. But for corn harvesting,
61% of the U.S. corn harvested by October 23rd, just 1 point behind the five-year average, but quite a bit behind last year's 70%.
Nationally, as we start the week, 76% of the beans are out of the ground now, right on the five-year average, but 8% behind last year.
We saw anywhere from one-sixth to slightly more than one-quarter of the crop harvested just in the last week in a large number of Midwestern states. That includes Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, Ohio, and Wisconsin.
We now have our first condition report on the state of the winter wheat crop.
The winter wheat starting out the year in better shape than what we saw a year ago. Started off last season with 47% good to excellent and 14% very poor to poor.
But there are some localized problems.
The greatest concern is across portions of the central and southern high plains. And there we see the Texas crop 13% rated very poor to poor, and not too far behind Colorado at 10%.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Harvest Update Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. Well, the latest USDA crop progress report issued yesterday afternoon showed a big jump in corn and soybean harvest over the last week, from 46% complete to 61% complete on corn, and from 62% to 76% complete on soybeans. Nebraska corn is 50% complete, while Nebraska soybeans are 78% finished. Jim and Tracy Zirian operate a custom harvesting business.
We are in the eastern section of Nebraska, and the soybeans are running about 60 bushel per acre. And I think average is probably 40 or 50. I'm not real sure because I'm not in the harvest field. But the corn, on the other hand, is crazy amount, dry land, 220 to 240. So they're having a hard time keeping things out of the field and headed to the elevator.
So in other words, all this talk about record corn and soybean harvests isn't necessarily all that far off.
Here where we're at, Craig, you probably would think we should have that sort of a yield because up to the point that we got home, and I'm pretty sure that we've had, gosh, I would say 5 or 6 more inches since then, but since the first of May, they've had 40 to 45 inches of rain here.
Tracy says that even though a harvest took a big jump for corn and soybeans in Nebraska over the last week or so, progress is moving along nicely, she says there is still quite a bit of work to do.
And there's a lot of crops still out needing to be harvested around here, so I'm pretty sure we'll be at it for a while yet.
Tracy Zirian, Zirian Custom Harvesting in Nebraska. By the way, sorghum. The USDA says that the United States sorghum harvest is at 67% complete this week. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, candidates. While you've been campaigning for office and asking us for our votes, we hardworking Americans have been asking for something over and over again. specific details for updating Social Security. The fact is, if our leaders don't act, future generations could lose up to $10,000 a year. That's why we need our next president to tell us how updating Social Security will affect us and our families, how much it'll cost, and how you'll get it done. We also need to make sure that our representatives in Congress are committed to doing what it takes to keep Social Security strong for the future, too. So to our next president, show that you have what it takes to lead our country. And to those of you who want to represent us in Congress, prove that you really care about the future of all Americans. Take a stand on Social Security, because we need real answers, and we need them right now. To find out where the candidates for president and Congress stand on Social Security, and to learn more, visit 2016takeastand.org, paid for by AARP.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. The October crop report from the USDA showed some big, big numbers in many cases. 202 average bushels per acre in the state of Illinois and nationwide. Just a big, big crop on the way. But what about prices? Any sign that prices are going to go up? An opinion on that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves those ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, as well as color fast fabrics and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 67 years and it's still number one. To learn more about Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel.
As the harvest rolls along, we are continuing to see some big yield numbers. What we're not seeing is an increase in the price of those commodities, corn and beans, particularly at the Chicago Board of Trade. Naomi Bloom, who's a senior market analyst with Stuart Peterson out of West Bend, Wisconsin, does not expect that to change.
It would take now something dramatically bad to happen in South America. But there's already talk that there's going to be less corn yield next year in the United States and more soybean acres. So I would say for price direction in the short term, December corn maybe would go down and touch the 325 area, but resistance continues to be at 350. If we can get some sort of news to spur us higher, then in a heartbeat, I think the market can get up to 375, but then we'll be met with a lot of producer selling. So 325 at the downside, at the best 375 for December futures, looking at the next maybe 2 months. And then we'll just see what South America does after that.
Naomi Bloom says exports of corn and beans are sure helping farmers.
They're phenomenal. And even this week, corn had a little export to unknown. So I think that's my opinion, China coming in and doing some buying, because they continue to auction off that horrible corn and their internal end users don't want to buy it. So if we can see China doing more and more corn imports, that would be a really big factor in the marketplace that could drive prices higher, because that would be a very big indication that they actually have to eat crow and say, yeah, it is bad corn. And in which case, the world-ending stocks would be cut dramatically, because they would have to write it off or somehow destroy it.
And some of that Chinese corn is pretty old, isn't it?
Yeah, 2012, I believe, even some from 2011. So, I mean, it is just, you would think, not good at all. And so they have half of the world's ending stocks of corn. And so, I mean, just step back and think about if most of that is unusable. Corn, in the bigger picture, I think has some potential to rally here, but we have to watch global news more than U.S. news.
Naomi Bloom, a senior market advisor for Stuart Peterson out of West Bend, Wisconsin, a company that helps manage commodity price opportunities and risks. Back after this.
Parker Seed in Waterville is your dealer for DeKalb corn and Hansgrohe soybean seeds. Better performance, more innovative products, and consistent results season after season when you plant right with DeKalb and Hansgrohe.
Take advantage of limited-time cash discounts of 12% now through November 20th. Ask about Disease Shield on corn and new Xtend soybean varieties available. Call Todd Parker with Parker Seed today at 562-6687. Don't forget, 12% early booking discount closes soon. Call Todd with Parker Seed at Waterville today.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's National Co-op Month, and the Farmers Cooperative of Dorchester is proud of our 113 years of co-op prosperity. We operate as a true cooperative by paying dividends back to our patrons and reinvesting in facilities and equipment to better serve you. The Farmers Cooperative would like to say thank you to its membership, and we appreciate your business. We hope you have a safe and successful harvest.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Mostly clear skies ahead of sunrise, 53 degrees. Highs around 80, unseasonably warm for late October today.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally, and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Remaining new 2016 Chevy Silverado pickups at Fenotis Motor Company in Marysville include a 1500 model, four-wheel drive, special ops package, black on black. They have a pair of 2500 model four-wheel drive in regular cab and crew cab, and a bulky 3500 model Silverado four-wheel drive crew cab. 2016 models gotta go with the Nordic Motor Company in Marysville.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Blake Cripps. The Chiefs' Spencer Ware learned a lot from Marshawn Lynch during his short time in Seattle. For one thing, Ware learned to generally keep his mouth shut. For another, he learned to run like a beast. Ware, who ran for 77 yards and caught a 48-yard touchdown pass in Kansas City's 24-21 win Sunday, says Lynch was always demonstrating, so Ware was able to see his work ethic day in and day out. Coach says Ware has great feet and vision. Chiefs thought so highly of his performance, they signed him to a two-year, $3.6 million contract that must have seemed unfathomable considering where he'd been a year earlier. And this week's game at number 11 Wisconsin couldn't come at a better time as far as Nebraska quarterback Tommy Armstrong Jr. is concerned. The Cornhuskers are 7-0, ranked 7th, and could have been doubted at every turn. Armstrong says Nebraska has plenty of critics openly wondering whether the team is any good or not. The Badgers are 5-2, Mid-America Network Sports.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup